Blog Talk Radio.
Your love experience with your hand. We're going to get started.
And then
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey with the Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to get started. And we're going to center our mind this morning. I'm super excited that you're here. Thank you for tuning in to our Love Experience. And we're going to play another song. We're going to get started, but we're going to play another song so that you can get ready for your day. Yes, can you believe it's already June? Oh, my God. We're already in 6 months into the year. And what you planning to do this weekend? All right. Well, I know you're going to have some fun. All right. Well, let's play Angels. Well, you just played that down. All right, y'all. We're going to do it like this. We're going to do it with Angela. This is her.
Right on giving, fill me up, baby, with the joy of living.
morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Layla Hathaway and Angels right here on The Love Journey. We're going to get ready and center our mind. And as we center our mind, we're going to recognize that there is only one power and one presence in this whole universe, and that is on this line. We recognize it as the great spirit known as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. And we're going to get ready and hear Ayanna Vincent right here on The Love Journey. Wow. You know, it's funny how when you have a lot of difficulties, huh?
What needs to be spoken, beloved? Because, see, holding on is what creates the underbelly of mistrust and anger and resentment and nastiness.
All right, that's not what we want to hear this morning as we center our mind, recognizing that there is only one power, one presence. And on this line, we call it God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. We're going to get ready and just recognize that there is power in the breath, because sometimes, family, we forget to breathe. When things don't go our way, we hold our breath. Can you imagine? We hold it, hold it. I imagine sometimes when I'm with my trainer, he always says, Janine, you're holding your breath. You got to breathe through. You got to breathe, family. And so as we breathe, I want you to hear this. This is Ayanna Benson. Come on, Spawn. What is going on? Reminding you.
When does she stop being a...
I don't know. It wants to play that one for some reason. Okay, we're going to try it again. Just know that God is all there is. Maybe we just start off with the forgiveness meditation.
Forgiveness meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release, knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. A slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed. Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Ayana Van Zandt. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Wow. All right, we're going to get started with our song, Earth, Wind, and Fire. We're going to open up the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Money, 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 my favorite subject. Let's listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Keep your head to the sky. Right here on the Love Journey. Wow. Good morning, good morning. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire right here on the Love Journey. Wow. Well, let me just tell you, I think that we won't have Chastity this morning because she was in Chicago and she might be on her way to the airport. So let me start off with some Reverend Nike. Let me put out my book because I'm out in the street myself taking somebody else to the airport. So you know how that is, right? So I'm going to pull over, pull my book out, and we're going to get started with some Reverend Ike, because who is the master of money? I think there's no other master of money. Let's see. Nope, Chastity's not on. Okay, so there's no other master of money like Reverend Ike. And so we're going to get started with Reverend Ike. Uh-oh. That's not Reverend Ike. Oh, my God. Phone is doing what he want to do, y'all, this morning. All right. Well, I guess he wants us to have a little music while I find Reverend Ike, y'all. You tuned in to the Love Journey. And it don't matter how you do it, right? To the Love Journey this morning, family. And I am Janine Ann Ingram. I tell you, that was Mary J. Blige. And it just, can you imagine?
You know, some of you people, you never learn economics. I never studied economics in school either, but I have learned how to work with material economics, but most of all, I have learned how to work with cosmic. You know, some of you people, you never learn economics. I never studied economics in school either, but I have learned how to work with material economics, but most of all, I have learned how to work with cosmic economics. And that's what we teach here. And you, some people never dream or visualize themselves at that point where they can have...
Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
And this is why God wants you to prosper and to be in health, to be in total well-being, even as your soul prospers. Let's talk about that statement for a moment. As your soul prospers, even as your inner man prospers. This tells us something, that prosperity is an inside job. I wish I had that tape here by Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike did a talk on that subject. Prosperity is an inside job, and this is what this tells us. In order for your life, your affairs to prosper, your soul or your inner man must prosper. Say with me again, prosperity is an inside job. So we're here talking about prosperity because we want to experience more and more prosperity. So then we realize that this is an inside job that we've got to do. You see, too many times we think that prosperity and success are outside jobs, and we sometimes work on the outer so hard. Don't worry. Come right back and remember what? Prosperity is an inside job. The soul must prosper. Right back to the words of Jesus, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right action, and then all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, your mind must prosper before your behind can prosper. That's the way I talk in New York. A prosperous mind makes a prosperous behind. But too many times you see people are so busy they work the behind to death. Two and three jobs, and yet they're still two steps behind the bill collector. First, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of the mind, and its right action. And then all things shall be added unto you. Yes? Physical good health is even an inside job. All the good that I desire is an inside job. Say that. All the good that I desire is an inside job. And that's why we need to go to meetings and seminars and workshops like this. That's why we need to buy these books. That's why we need to buy these tapes. Because they help us to do our inside work. Many times I jog with the cassettes playing into my ear through an earphone. I got up early this morning and turned on one of Reverend Ike's tapes. Last thing last night, I listened to one of Reverend Ike's tapes. Sometimes I ride right up to the meetings listening to the tapes. Why? I'm working on my inner man, working on the soul. So start working on the inside, and knowing that whatever kind of good that you want, it's an inside job. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll get busy working, there are a number of ways that you can work on the inner man. We work on the inner man by affirmation, such as we've been doing all day long. By saying the good that you desire to be, to do, and to have. Because what you say is what you get. Not just out of the mouth, it must be said where? From the heart. You must say it until your very heart, your very mind, your very feeling nature begins to say it. Visualization is another great technique for working on the inner man. Because it can be also said, what you see is what you get. Say that. What you see is what you get. So write down this question for self-interrogation. How do I see myself? Now, you've got to deal with that. In the first session, we gave you two more questions that were similar to that. What do I think about myself and how do I feel about myself? Now, deal with it from the point of, how do I see myself? Say that. And here's another twist to the same question. What do I see myself being, doing, and having? Let's have it. You've got to really deal with that. And then immediately begin to see and to think and to feel yourself being, doing, and having the good that you desire. And get that inner man, that inner vision, that inner feeling, that inner mind in tune and working and prepared. Let your soul prosper. Let the inner man prosper. I want to quote from Reverend Ike again. I don't know why I'm always quoting that Reverend Ike. But he says this, if you want something, first get it in your mind. If you want something, first get it in your mind.
You know, having problems with money does not always mean that you lack money. A lot of people who have a lot of material money have a lot of problems. Problems with money does not always mean that you lack money. A lot of people who have a lot of material money have a lot of problems with it. And you know, that's the reason sometimes people will say, oh no, I don't think I want a lot of money because I've seen people with a lot of money have a lot of problems with it. Well, I'll tell you, I'd rather have the problems of having money than the problems of not having it. You hear the old jingle, things go better with coke, things go better with money, even trouble. Even trouble goes better with money. So don't knock money. You see, that's another thing. And this is why you need to get the Master of Money course, because it tells you things to say about money and things that you're never to say about money. By the way, I'm going to give you this word. Here is a terrible word that a lot of people, almost everybody, uses concerning money that you need to wash right out of your vocabulary. Are you ready for this one? Okay, put it on the board for me, Terry. Write it big. You are never, ever again to say this about money. You can write it right under there, right on the side somewhere. Never again say spend money. Spend means it's gone. I've gotten rid of it. I'm not going to see it anymore. Is that what I've been saying? Yes. When you say spend, as long as the thought is formed in your mind, spend money, you are dismissing money from you. You're saying, get out of here, money. Don't ever think that way again. Now, let's have some confession and absolution here. Yes, we do have confession here, but we don't let you come into a booth and do it. You get your sins forgiven right out before everybody. How many of you used to use the term spend money? Let's see your hands. Don't do that.
I got a simple, simple, simple question for you. Here's the question. Do you believe that one day you're not going to live in the world that was given to you? That's right. But you are going to actually live in the world that you dream of. You got to make every single second count. You got to go in the future and see it, baby. And you got to come back in the present. And you got to take that big goal, that big dream, that big reality. That's what I said. You got to take that big reality. And we got to take small steps and make it manageable to making your dreams become a reality. Think big, dream big, but start small. That's right, start small. Remember what I told you, start where you are with what you have, because what you have is plenty.
That the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
You don't have to personally be perfect. Are you hearing me? There are those of you right now, you should have cut a CD. You should have wrote a book. You should have got in school and got that degree. You should have started your own business. There's so many things you should have done. You should have done, but you didn't do it because you're scared. You believe that you say scared of what? I ain't scared. You are scared. You are scared. You're scared of failure. You're scared to make a mistake. You're scared that you're not perfect. And I'm telling you today, you ain't got to be perfect. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't have to be perfect to get what you want, to do what you want, to have what you want, to be what you want. You don't have to be perfect. It's a lie.
There will never be a point in your time, in your life, where it's the right time to do a great thing. If you're waiting for that perfect moment, that perfect timing, it's not going to happen. You know what you have to do? You have to create the perfect time and the perfect opportunity and the perfect situation.
But a lot of people become comfortable. They stop growing. They stop wanting anything. They become satisfied. People getting ready to go to jobs that they don't like. Jobs that are making them sick. You see, when you're not pursuing your goal, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. When you have some goal out here that you're stretching for and reaching for that takes you out of your comfort zone, you'll find out some talents and abilities you have that you didn't know you have. When the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game?
There are things that you think you'll never need to know, that you may only need to know one time in your life, but that could save your life because you had that knowledge.
Unless you attempt to do something beyond that which you've already mastered, you will never grow. What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it, that you talked yourself out of it?
You're waiting on your next door neighbor to make it happen for you. It may not happen. If you're waiting on your mother or your father, they may be so ancient in their thinking that they don't understand this opportunity that you have. And if you're waiting on them, it may never get done. You don't beg average people to be phenomenal. You don't beg good people to be phenomenal. You just are phenomenal, and you will attract phenomenal.
What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason.
If you're not where you are, if you're not where you want to be, if you don't have what you want to have, if you're not where you think you should be at this particular place, it has nothing to do with the system, but it has everything to do with the fact that you're not making the sacrifice. I want you to make that dream become a reality, because if you don't, you will be working for somebody else to make their dreams become a reality.
Question is, what are you going to do with your time? What drives you? Greatness is a lot of small things done well. Day after day, workout after workout, obedience after obedience, day after day.
When things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong?
You will never, ever be successful until you turn your pain into greatness, until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your pride, a part of your product. I challenge you to push yourself.
See, it's easy to be on the bottom. It doesn't take any effort to be a loser. It doesn't take any motivation, any drive in order to stay down there on a low level. But it calls on everything in you. You have to harness your will to say, I'm going to challenge myself.
I mean that what you did last week don't count. Today is the only important day. There are 86,400 seconds in a day, and how you use those are critical. You got 86,400 today, and what you do today is going to cement who you are. Nobody's going to talk about what you did last week. You have this opportunity of a lifetime. It means absolutely nothing if you don't take advantage of it in the lifetime of this opportunity.
I got a saying that when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for, to work day and night for, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it,
See, it's time now. If you want to make this your decade, you've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams. Yes to your unfolding future. Yes to your potential. As opposed to saying no.
When you die, die on E. Leave no dream left behind, God. Leave no opportunity left behind. When you leave this earth, accomplish every single thing you can accomplish. Listen to me, you're going to be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you got to want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe.